Say bye-bye to your big bank credit card and hello to the nicest card you'll ever carry, the CEFQ MasterCard credit card. Get started today at CEFQ.com/mycard and see why CEFQ is not a bank. Better.
Run to Old Navy right now. Today through Wednesday, the entire store is on sale up to 60% off. The days are shorter, the nights are chillier, and the season's best outerwear is all on sale now. Bundle up and save 30 to 50% on all outerwear. Peacoats, bombers, ponchos, and vests. Everything in store is on sale up to 60% off. And all outerwear is on sale today through Wednesday. It's cold out there, but you're getting warmer with up to 60% off the entire store right now at Old Navy. Gift cards excluded.
Any Napa guy knows, and science proves, the best minivan is the one you've already got. Park kid transporter, park drywall mover. Who cares if the faux wood grain is a little faded? That was a platinum package option in 1987. With over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. Because it's not old, it's vintage. That's Napa know-how.
This is the Bears fan source for breaking Bears news, the best Bears experts, and the most comprehensive Bears coverage in town. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR in HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Score Update studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Patrick Kane will not face criminal charges for an alleged sexual assault over the summer, according to Erie County District Attorney Frank Sedita, who released a written statement to that effect this morning. Sedita said, in part, there were significant material inconsistencies in the accuser's case and that the DNA evidence did not corroborate that a rape took place. The Blackhawks released a statement saying they took the matter seriously and tried to navigate a very sensitive situation while respecting the legal proceedings. Hawks say they will have no further comment on the situation. Kane himself released a statement saying, quote, I have repeatedly said that I did nothing wrong. I've respected the legal process, and I'm glad that this matter has now been closed, and I will have nothing further to say going forward. The Blackhawks announced today that they've reassigned forward Ryan Hartman to the Ice Hogs. They next play New Jersey on Friday. Meanwhile, the Bears got back to practice today to get ready for San Diego on Monday night. Matt Forte, Eddie Royal, Ronis Grassu, and Pernell McPhee did not practice. Shane McClellan and Jermon Bushrod were among those who were limited. Elsewhere in the league, the Lions have fired GM Martin Mayhew and President Tom Lewand. Team owner Martha Ford says Detroit has no intention of giving up on the season and that she informed Lions coach Jim Caldwell there will be no changes to the coaching staff. Thursday night football tonight here on The Score, Cleveland and Cincinnati kick off at 7. And the Bulls are still reeling from giving up 130 points to Charlotte on Tuesday. Coach Fred Hoiberg says the team needs to step up their defense.
You got to put pressure on. I mean, we were straight up and down. We weren't in our gaps. The things that we have been doing pretty well just completely went out the window. And, you know, I don't know if we put our head between our legs once we got down big. We just never climbed out of it. That was a disappointing thing, is we just didn't have that fight to try to get ourselves back into the game.
Bulls take on the Thunder tonight at the United Center. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin's model year-end sales event going on now. And join 670 The Score's Terry Boers and Dan Bernstein for the Bud Light Who Needs Two Tavern Tour tomorrow at Cortland's Garage in Arlington Heights from 1 to 6 p.m. Come check out the broadcast, score some Bud Light swag, and enter to win a pair of Blackhawks tickets in the Bud Light Legends Lounge. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the radio home for Bears fans, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This are brought to you by Sullivan's Steakhouse.
Boers and Bernstein, afternoons on The Score.
Happy National Sandwich Day.
I went to this Polish meat place in New York, and I go to the guy at the counter, and I was like, hey, can I get a sandwich? And he's like, yes. And he just made me a sandwich.
What do you think is like the ideal sandwich?
For me, it's an Italian beef.
Not a combo?
No, it's a perfect sandwich.
You got some beefs.
You dip it, you put jardiniere on it?
Jardiniere. And dipped from Al's.
Ditka started endorsing Al's.
Hey, gang, this is Mike Ditka.
You could pretty much put anybody on Al's menu, I'm going to order from it.
Yeah, seriously. Adolf Hitler says,
9999.
If they did a commercial.
If it was Jerry Sandusky.
Right. Fine.
Snapping a towel, horseplay.
Here's the commercial. Right. There's a round dining room, Italian dining room table.
It's like an Italian dining room table.
You got Tom Sula, Ditka, Sandusky,
like
Hitler, Idi Amin, and the devil.
Paterno.
They're all eating Al's beefs. Ditka's face is all red. Empty bottles of wine in front of him.
Drunk and farting. Right. Yeah. Maddox Boyer, black physicist.
I was going to say, black physicist, I think, at the table is
that's your deal breaker.
I think
Black physicist.
Black physicist on the score.
Hi, guys.
So you're okay with Adolf Hitler being there.
Yep.
Second black physicist walks in the room. That's it.
That's it.
Phone call over. That's it.
I took one of my friends for a beef sandwich. The proprietor said to me, he goes, what's he doing?
Uh-oh.
And I looked and he was putting mustard on a beef sandwich.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. I said, I think he's destroying a work of art.
Boars and Bernstein.
Hi.
Chicago Sports Radio 670.
I never heard that from Farmio.
I did not.
That's great.
Disgusting.
Real boys, Chicago Sports Radio 670 to score. Boys and Bernstein and old buddies on the phone.
To the Grossinger Lincolnwood hotline, find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. He writes for the Daily Oklahoman. He is himself a Daily Oklahoman. He is Barry Trammell, who's found on Twitter at Barry Trammell. And that team, the Oklahoma City Thunder, in town to take on the Chicago Bulls. Hello, Barry.
How's things in Chicago?
We're all good. How about you, my friend? Peaceful?
We're fantastic. Fantastic.
Well, the big question is, Scott Brooks gone and Billy Donovan in, and it's meant what?
Oh, it hadn't meant much yet. Although, just a couple of... The only thing that's really changed is a couple of guys... one guy seems a little higher up the food chain, and one guy a little lower. The play has been about the same, which is spectacular, a good part of times, and then some frustrating stretches. I assume it's that way for every NBA team of note. Thunder gave one away last night, didn't make a field goal the last 5.5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're playing a good team, that generally will get you beat. And it got them beat by Toronto last night.
You think, what is it, is there still, do you think there, we've talked about this before, and I don't know if it's solved or not because Durant's missed so much time, Barry, but is there still, is there an issue at all between Durant and Westbrook? Not that they're arguing with one another, but and how they get along and do this?
No, in fact, I would think it's probably, to whatever adjustment there is going on with Durant, it's probably with the other players. I mean, I think Durant and Westbrook have played together so much, they can fall out of bed blindfolded and run some pick and roll together and get some two-man game and cut into the basket. They can play great together. But Durant doesn't seem quite as comfortable just in general. It's not a Westbrook issue. It's an everybody issue. And, I thought it might be a physical thing early, but he looks okay physically. I just think he hasn't found his rhythm quite as much. And, he's come back playing with a guy that's even better. I mean, Westbrook's playing the way he did last year, which is just phenomenal. He had 16 assists last night, mm-hmm. crying out loud. And so I think Durant's just sort of getting acclimated to taking back over the role. And it's a little bit different. And Westbrook's doing all he can to bring Durant along. But I just think it's going to take time. Plus, he's got the new coach. So that's new for Kevin. So I guess we all assume that, you fire a successful coach like Scotty Brooks and you bring in somebody, they must be one of the all-time whiz kids and instant success. But, it's going to take Billy Donovan some time, I think.
When you say get his rhythm, how does that manifest itself? What do you see that looks out of step or not quite in rhythm?
Oh, I think some hesitancy to sort of take over a game at times. Maybe a little bit unsure of what he can still get accomplished in terms of exploding to the basket. He hasn't failed physically. There's not been any manifestation that he's the least bit less than ideal.
Yeah, he's not physically. Ouchy.
Yeah, so I think he's okay, but I'm just not sure he's found his comfort level yet. So he's playing with some new guys. He didn't even play with Enes Kanter last year. By the time Kanter got here, Durant was out. Kanter's a pretty big part of the offense for the half the game when he's in. So, there's some adjustment to that because that's a guy that needs the ball a lot because he's the reason you got him is to score. Certainly can't guard anybody. So, there's some adjustment period going on to that kind of thing. And, the truth is, though, I mean, if they just take care of the ball a little bit, they'd be undefeated. I mean, they had 14 turnovers in the first half yesterday, or they'd have been up on Toronto 20 points. I mean, Toronto couldn't make a basket. They got, you know, last night they blocked, the Thunder blocked four straight Toronto shots. Ibaka blocked one, and then Adams blocked three straight. So they were playing some big-time defense, and they were shooting over 50%, but they were acting like the ball was, you know, just a Nerf ball or something. They just didn't take care of it at all.
It's interesting because, you know, you would think, and maybe not, Barry, that Durant would come back forceful. But I guess kind of listening to you, it makes sense, I guess, a little bit when you look at it. I mean, and I think the same thing with Billy Donovan, just sort of feeling your way through it right away. Nothing's got to be done in a week or 2 weeks or whatever. You've got time to assess all this. But, I mean, Durant, when he wasn't playing, said, I'm still the best player in the NBA. I mean, I guess when he comes back and then he doesn't act like it is kind of puzzling. But
well, and you know, he said something interesting last night post game. He's referring to, we asked him a question about something. I can't remember what the question was. Doesn't matter what the question was. Doesn't matter what the answer was. But Westbrook came up in the conversation, and Durant brought Westbrook up, brought him into the answer, and referred to Russell as our best player. So, you know, this idea that Durant thinks he's the best player in the league, he referred to Westbrook as the Thunder's best player, and I don't think he was being politically correct there, because the truth of the matter is, Westbrook has been their best player, and he's an incredible player. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's, you know, if Durant is sort of trying to feel his way into how to share the space with Russell, or what the deal is. So it's not any kind of selfish or problem area. It's just a case of, he just doesn't seem comfortable yet.
Okay. Do they talk openly about winning the NBA championship? Because you think when, like you say, they make the move to replace a well-liked coach because they thought that might have been the limiting factor, and then there's the injury to Durant, the multiple injuries to Westbrook. Do they view this as, hey, the clock is ticking here, even though it's still a relatively young team, that if they're going to do this, there's no reason to wait around, and it's time to win the NBA championship?
Well, it's time to win because the main reason is this is Durant's contract year. Mm-hmm. And while the optimism is incredibly high among really everyone, including neutral observers league-wide, the optimism is very high that he's going to re-sign with the Thunder. You never know. You just don't know what might happen. So, yeah, this is consistently referred to as the most important season in Thunder history. Now, people say that with a really solemn and stoic manner, mm-hmm. as if we're the Philadelphia Phillies and have been in this city for 115 years playing pro basketball. It's only been 9 years. So, you know, they're all pretty important mm-hmm. when you go with that direction. But, I mean, it's a big year because of the contract here. And, you know, they are in their prime, and there's not any more excuses. You know, when you make the NBA Finals and all your best players are 23, you know, the pressure's really not on you. But when they all turn 27 and 26 and their contracts are running out and you haven't won yet, all of a sudden things are different. So they definitely need to win. Really, just people's mind at ease that Durant's going to stay. So, if he were to leave without a title, I mean, the organization would really, I think, I'm not saying they wouldn't recover, but it would be a serious, serious blow. If they win a title and he moves on down the road, I mean, what do you say? You got to have a parade. Most cities don't ever get to do that. Portland's never, hadn't done it in 40 years. Utah never did it. Really good. Orlando's never done it. All kinds of Milwaukee did it almost 50 years ago. So, mm-hmm. it's not a everyday thing. If you get one, you sort of feel justified in everything. But until you get one, the pressure mounts.
Has Durant, I mean, what does he say, or does he not talk about it? I mean, I would think he would get tired of it, Barry, that it, like enough of this. We're not going to talk about this now.
He's gotten tired of it. He's a lot more, he's not really surly with the media, but he's a lot more guarded and a lot less accommodating. Does no one-on-ones virtually anymore, even national guys. So he's tired of it. he says most of the right things. Anything he does say is completely analyzed ad nauseum.
Mm-hmm.
He had a nice thing to say about Spurs before the season opener, talking about their continuity and how great it is, blah, blah, blah. And everybody took that as, oh, look, he thinks it's great to have continuity. That means he's going to stay. And then he said something else about, I forgot what it was, something else that sort of countered that, that really, just everything he says is so heavily scrutinized that he's just not crazy about saying anything. He'll talk about individual games or individual plays, but that's about it. He's really not too interested in talking about anything else.
How actively is Donovan coaching? Is he, and I haven't seen every game, but it's tough to tell sometimes what's a called play and what is just a basic set that he allows guys to read. Because I know we're getting used to that in Chicago, going from the tightly screwed down approach of Tom Thibodeau on both ends of the floor to a little more free and easy and open with under Fred Hoiberg.
Yeah, I think Donovan's put his stamp on this team. You know, a couple of the players have mentioned that, you know, we're still sort of learning the system. So it's a new system now. You know, I think sometimes we overcomplicate basketball. We're not talking about going from the wing T to the spread offense. I mean, that's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about just, you know, maybe a few offensive wrinkles that are a little bit different. But Donovan's done some things. You know, he's playing Kyle Singler over Anthony Morrow. Which is a clear defense over offense decision, which generally wins you games and loses the popular vote. So that's one thing he's done. He's playing Adams fairly significantly more minutes than Cantor. He's not playing them equal. Adams is playing more minutes than Cantor. Adams is, you know, by far the better defender. So he's making some interesting decisions there. But he's got a veteran staff. Monty Williams is sitting next to him, and Mo Cheeks. So he's got guys that's been around the block. So it's not like he's just out here thinking, now, you know, this is what I used to do against Vanderbilt, but I don't know what to do against the Bulls. That's not the way it is. He knows what he's doing and what he wants to do. But it's clearly a work in progress. There's not any doubt about that.
I can't believe that Kevin Durant doesn't even talk to Barry Trammell. I find that hard to believe.
Well, here's the sad truth, and it's one of those guys that play for the Thunder, especially Westbrook and Durant, they really don't have any idea how charming I am. they really don't.
Really?
No, I don't guess they listen to the radio, or they certainly don't engage in just chit-chat before or after games. So, I mean, golly, I've been around since I got here, so it's just a calamity.
Well, Barry, I wish these teams met more, because it would mean we'd have more reason to have you on the show, because it's always a treat, and we appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate it. Good luck to all the people in Chicago.
Thanks.
All right, Barry, thank you.
We know he's charming, indeed.
We do.
As is Zach Zaidman, who has the latest on the Bears, next up on The Score.
Your weekend kicks off tonight with Thursday Night Football on NFL Network. This time, don't miss the Browns and Bengals battling in primetime. Who'll come out on top? Football starts here tonight on NFL Network.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. The defending NBA champion Golden State Warriors were down 10 in the fourth quarter in their own house to a team that hates them, the LA Clippers. Didn't matter at all. They come right back. They win that game. You see, normally when you win it all, you come back rocking a championship hangover. You're fat. You're happy. Not these guys. No, they're motivated, and they're angry, and they're bent. Question is why? Maybe it's because they think that Doc Rivers said they were lucky to win it all, although that's really not what he said. Maybe Steph Curry is bent because his peers voted James Harden the player's MVP over him. Whatever it is, Curry is playing like a man possessed, and the Warriors have never looked better. You want to talk attitude? Golden State big man Andrew Bogut is wearing his championship ring on his middle finger. And if they're coming back on the Clippers the way that they did, and they're beating Memphis by 50, I don't see how this team doesn't go back-to-back. And Klay Thompson's right. These guys might, in fact, win 70. I'm Jim Rome.
This is Matt Spiegel with the Fantasy Sports Minute, brought to you by FanDuel. And here are some inside tips from FanDuel for picking your Week 9 fantasy lineup. Todd Gurley has been putting the Rams on his back every one of the last four games, but there's other guys on that team too. Tavon Austin, tremendous value, and he scored a very long touchdown this past weekend. That Rams defense worth picking up, sometimes on the cheaper side as well. Rookies have been taking over the league this year. How about Stephon Diggs of the Vikings stepping it up? He's got the goods. Amari Cooper of the Raiders obviously does too. Some of these new guys seem to be putting up more points for less than the veterans, especially now that you've reached about the halfway point. So don't be scared to take your chances on the rookies. For more fantasy tips, visit cbschicago.com/weekly roundup. FanDuel will help you uncover your best lineup options. FanDuel.com is the leader in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. Go to FanDuel.com now. Use the code LOCAL and FanDuel will match your first deposit up to $200.
So last night I grabbed my X1 voice remote and I said, show me holiday movies. I scrolled through dozens and dozens of great holiday films, from Elf to Home Alone to Miracle on 34th Street, which I've never seen, though. I heard it's great. What's your favorite holiday movie to watch with your family this time of year? Hey there, friends. It's Matt of Atacola. The holidays are right around the corner, and the X1 entertainment system from Comcast will change the way you experience TV, but it will also change the way you experience the holidays. Now, X1 from Xfinity will give you access to thousands of movies and shows to watch with your family and provide the fastest and most reliable internet service you can have at your house. Now, maybe you're hosting for the holidays or you're having family stay with you for the holidays. X1 from Xfinity will provide hours of entertainment and keep your entire house online, even with multiple devices surfing the web. So don't miss this limited time holiday offer and get started with the X1 Starter Triple Play for just $89 a month for a year. Now, this amazing holiday offer won't last, so call 1-800-XFINITY or visit them online today. Do it right now at Xfinity.com. This offer ends 11/22/15, and certain restrictions do apply. So get all the info and let X1 from Xfinity change the way you experience the holidays this year. Call them right now, 1-800-XFINITY, or visit online at Xfinity.com.
How do most people discover the blends of tea they like? Trial and error. But at Twinings of London, we believe in just trial. That's because we have 9 master blenders traveling the world to find the best teas, spices, and herbs for the perfect balance of taste, flavor, and aroma. With over 50 great tasting varieties, we wouldn't mind if you tried them all. Twinings of London, teas that fit your every mood. Available at Meijer or TwiningsUSA.com.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedes may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedes, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedes because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedes isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for 2 free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
It's a serious problem for many men, but in case certain authorities or children are listening, we can't say what it is. Instead, we'll tell a story about pitching a tent. Young Johnny used to pitch a tent with even the slightest breeze, but as he got older, things changed. He struggled to keep that tent up no matter how hard he or an appealing partner tried. He took Viagra, Cialis, and still had issues, and his camping life suffered. Until he heard about a guaranteed treatment from a clinic here in Chicago. Numail Medical Center. With a custom blend of FDA-approved medications, no surgery involved, Numail Medical helped Johnny pitch, keep it up, and enjoy timely camping like never before. Numail can not only help you get your tent up, but prevent you from pitching too fast. Call 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. If you don't respond to the medication on the first visit, that visit is free. For more info, visit numail.com. That's NUMALE.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
How long is it till the Bears report?
Right now!
At 321 on Chicago Sports Radio. 6-7 The Score it is right now. He's at Zach Zaidman on Twitter. He is on the Grossinger Lincolnwood hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. Zach was at Bears practice today, and one of our favorite Bears was talking.
Yeah, Martellus Bennett had a lot to say today, and before I play you everything that he had to say, just keep in mind that Bennett leads the Bears this season with 37 catches, has 324 receiving yards, 2 touchdown catches. He's been targeted 58 times. Since he joined the Bears, only Jimmy Graham has more receptions for a tight end. Bennett, 4th in receiving yards for a tight end. Only Graham, Gronk, and Greg Olsen have more. And Bennett, 9th in receiving touchdowns for a tight end. He's got 13, Jimmy Graham's got 28, Julius Thomas 25, Gronkowski has 23. And there was a certain theme today for Bennett. I'm just going to play this. You'll get the idea once he starts talking.
I'm just trying to be a really good employee. That's all. I'm not really tripping. Whatever they ask me to do, that's what I do. So at some point, they got to come my way. But until they do, there's nothing I can do about it. Now I'm open, so.
Do you say anything when you go back to the car?
No, that's a bad employee. I just kind of just keep my head down and go to work. Because when you say something, you become that, even if it's a valid point. So I just avoid drama.
Is it sometimes worth being a
No, not in this league. They don't pay that.
Yeah, they do.
Not really. So, I mean, so at this point, I'll just be a really good employee.
So, and he sounds like it, doesn't he?
He does, yeah.
I mean, that's, the month. You know, the comportment is great there. And then at one point, the conversation kind of shifted to basketball players who have gone on to have nice careers in the NFL as tight ends, because there are going to be a couple of them in this game coming up against the Chargers. Bennett played college basketball at Texas A&M as well as football. And Antonio Gates, the star tight end for the Chargers, was a basketball player at Kent State. And, you know, you have this new wave of tight ends where, you know, they are essentially wide receivers and put up these phenomenal numbers that I talked about earlier. But Bennett is more of an old school tight end.
Yeah, because
the Bears use him a little bit differently than, say, the way the Patriots use Gronkowski, or for that matter, the way New England, the Chargers use Antonio Gates. So the conversation continued on that front, and he was very honest, as only Bennett can be.
I'm a football player, but I was always a football player before I was a basketball player. So I'm from Texas, so it's always been football first. A lot of those guys, Jimmy, Julius, Gates been one of the guys who transitioned better than a lot of those guys. But if you watch their style of play, like, they really don't block. They get a lot of stuff in the passing games when, you know, I got kicked at the line of scrimmage and kicked down the field. So those guys, they got, you know, they're more pass-catching tight ends, and they get that freedom just to run down the field most of the time. Nobody expects them to pass protect or be one-on-one with the number one pass rusher. There have been times in the game, you know, we play against guys like Everson Griffin, the line is sliding away from me, and I have him one-on-one in pass protection, things like that. So I got different responsibilities from all those guys, whether it's Gronk, whoever it may be. All those guys, they get to run down the field. Jimmy, you see Jimmy can't block worth. So you see all those guys, and they get a lot of credit, a lot of love, but it's Julius doesn't bet. Block anybody, Gates doesn't block anybody, but they do a great job in the passing game, so it all depends on the system that you're in.
You know,
are he and Jimmy Graham friends? not now. I mean, that's
but he's not wrong, technically.
No, I mean, I don't think Jimmy Graham would argue with that.
That's hysterical.
I don't think he'd argue.
Yeah.
And I think I don't.
Yeah, I'm sure he knows Jimmy Graham better than most, just because of his brother, Michael,
right,
who plays for the Seahawks.
Yeah.
I think he's looking for some of that Paul Allen money, just the way he's talking.
Oh, that's great, though. I mean, just it's a matter of fact and completely true.
Yes.
Oh, my God, he never lays a hand on anybody.
You know, Martellus is a smart enough guy that he's able to express these thoughts without sounding like a malcontent.
Yeah, he does.
Even though he might be a little malcontented. Does that make sense? I mean, obviously, a guy like that, a proud guy like that, wants the ball.
Correct. I think he's jealous of the fact that those guys don't have as many responsibilities at the position as he has within the framework
of
his office.
Get a lot of attention, a lot of money.
Yes. And we know that now he's been a model employee since reporting. Remember when he didn't have to show up during the off season, he was not here for the voluntary stuff because he wanted to express his unhappiness with his contract. And I think this is the first time that he kind of explained what he thinks he's worth without saying what he thinks he's worth. But it'll be interesting to see what kind of a conversation takes place at the end of the season.
All right, a lot of guys missing from the practice field today, unfortunately.
Yeah, but you expected this. No Matt Forte, no Eddie Royal, no Hieronis Grassou, and Pernell McPhee missed practice. But again, I think if you've been monitoring the way this works, every week McPhee misses at least one practice. It's probably a maintenance thing. They don't have a Veterans Day off, and it's a different practice each week. But he's there on game day, which is the most important thing. Obviously, if Forte can't go, then the belief is that Jeremy Langford is going to get the start at the running back position after a highly productive career at Michigan State and going to get a real opportunity against a defense that has had issues. San Diego has stopping the run, yes, allowing 5 yards a pop on the ground, 125 rushing yards per game, giving up more than 28 points per game. So there's an opportunity here. The key for the Bears is going to be accelerating that pass rush and disrupting the timing, because if Phillip Rivers is able to get into a rhythm, that's where you're going to run into some problems. Very similar teams, you know, what the Chargers have done compared to what the Bears. Bears have lost a couple of tight ones the last couple of weeks, and the Chargers have been involved in a bunch of tight games this year where they haven't been able to finish, just like the Bears.
And they did throw for 503 yards versus the Packers.
Yes.
So we know they can pass, but you know, I mean, Zach, I just don't see a lot else there. The defense is no good. I mean, it's going to be interesting, I guess. If you like kind of interesting, it should be.
Yes. Well, something to monitor in regards to the passing game. You know, last week, Bryce Callahan started as the nickelback, replacing Sherrick McManus, and then had to leave the game because of a concussion. He was out there doing limited work today, part of the concussion protocol, so he hasn't passed yet, but that's obviously progress, and that's encouraging. And Vic Fangio was asked at one point about Sherrick McManus having to come into that game at such a hectic time, and he said that McManus was the backup nickel for that game last week, which kind of makes you think perhaps they're going to go in a different direction for a backup nickel this week if Callahan can't play.
I would think you don't want him on the field against Phillip Rivers. Is there any buzz up there about what's going on with the Lions today? Because we were kind of laughing about it before. Here is another heritage NFL team in the NFC North with a 90-plus-year-old woman coming down and firing everybody.
Zero. And meantime, I have to get going because the conference call is about to begin.
Yes.
About to begin. So
okay,
we'll talk tomorrow.
Thank you, Zach.
Thanks. See ya.
And our second half's about to begin.
Scoreboard update.
It's 3:29 in the Score Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Erie County District Attorney Frank Sedita announced in a written statement this morning that he will not pursue criminal charges against Patrick Kane for an alleged sexual assault in August, saying in part that there were significant material inconsistencies in the accuser's case and calling it rife with reasonable doubt. Bears back at practice today to get ready for San Diego on Monday night. Matt Forte, Eddie Royal, Hieronis Grassou, and Pernell McPhee did not practice today. Shane McClellan and Jermon Bushrod, just some of those who were limited. Bulls take on Oklahoma City tonight at the United Center. The Thunder are playing their fourth game in 5 days. That one tips at 7. In baseball, Kansas City has declined its club option for 2016 on outfielder Johnny Gomes, making him a free agent. The team also says it'll make a qualifying offer to Alex Gordon, who declined his player option yesterday. And the U.S. men's national soccer team dropped 4 spots into a tie with Hungary for number 33 in FIFA's November ranking of world soccer teams. That's America's lowest place in the poll since July. This scoreboard update is brought to you by the Backyard Barbecue Store, Chicagoland's Big Green Egg Superstore. Breaking news on the score is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai Algonquin, October sales event going on now. I'm Julie DeCaro, and you're listening to the radio home for Bears fans, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Second half brought to you by Home Run In Pizza. Cook one on the grill in just 13 minutes.
Made a little bit of a run in the second half.
And now it's time to begin the second half.
We spoke with Matt Miller. We spoke with Barry Trammell. We talked about the end of the Patrick Kane thing and what that means and what could be next for him and his lovely fans. And we talked about Derrick Rose and what else?
The Thunder.
And the Thunder.
The Thunder. Wow, our guy TJ Simers comes up large. Wins a $7.1 million judgment against the Los Angeles Times. Wow. In an age of disability discrimination suit against the paper, it reports Law 360, Simers initially asked for $12.2 million.
but the jury decided to give him $330,358 for past economic damages, $1.8 million for future economic damages, $2.5 million for past non-economic damages, and $2.5 million for future non-economic damages. Damn, man. I know there was something going on. We used to talk to him all the time, and there was something going on because he's legitimately crazy. We know that.
Yeah, but he also, in a good way, is one of those guys who is never at a press conference, never there trying to make friends, always trying to find stuff out.
Always finding stuff out. So anyway, good for him.
I saw this last night, and this is unbelievable. Yeah. One of the greatest nicknames I can remember in a long, long time. Orlando Magic shooting guard Evan Fournier.
Fournier.
Frenchman. His nickname is Never Google. That's what people call him. They call him Never Google. And I'm not sure where it started. I don't know if it was somebody outside of the organization or from within. There is a reason why he is Evan Never Google Fournier. And that is because if you Google, something comes up called Fournier gangrene. Named after Jean-Alfred Fournier. It was named after him in 1883, and I made the mistake. I Googled Never Google. Don't make the same mistake I made. Because Fournier gangrene is essentially crotch detachment.
Ooh!
It is a necrotizing fasciitis that occurs on the crotch and basically eats all the flesh of everything there.
I don't really want that anywhere, but certainly not there, really.
Do not.
No?
Do not.
No?
I warned you. I just don't. You're tempted to do it. Don't do it.
Even as the Eagles are 3-4 and sort of spinning the wheels and not really doing much, and play the Cowboys this week, and the Cowboys we know aren't going to win until Tony Romo gets back. Already they're asking the question, and this is really something that's been going on a while now, and now the question is being asked a little bit louder. What are you going to do with Sam Bradford? He sucks. I mean, it's really interesting. You made the deal, and I'm not particularly a Nick Foles fan. I don't know about you. I don't think
there are no Nick Foles fans.
Yeah, I don't. There, none?
I don't think so.
How about family members?
No, not even family members.
They think he sucks too?
Yeah, they know he sucks.
But anyway,
I asked him.
I mean, the question, I guess, if Chip Kelly's going to stay around unless he's going to jump to some college job, I suppose it'll depend on how he does the rest of the season with his team, that he was wrong here. And this is really a bad place to be wrong when you get stuck with a quarterback who really, you know, for a guy that was always thought to be so accurate, not accurate at all for the Eagles, and just not the guy for the system. So, I mean, they may succeed. Maybe they can beat as an awful division. Maybe they can make some noise yet. But, I mean, the drums are beating louder. And what the hell did you get him for?
Early in the show, we mentioned when we're talking about brand value and companies that attach themselves to athletes, and I mentioned that Adidas had probably made a mistake when they gave a combined $500 million to Derrick Rose and Dwight Howard.
Oh, yeah.
Well, here's something very interesting that Adidas is doing. The company is offering to help high schools nationwide drop Native American mascots. The athletic shoe and apparel maker said Thursday it will provide free design resources to schools looking to shelve Native American mascots, nicknames, imagery, or symbolism.
Wow.
The German company also pledged to provide financial support to ensure the cost of changing is not prohibitive. Adidas announced the initiative in conjunction with the White House Tribal Nations Conference in Washington. Adidas executives were among those attending the conference, which included leaders from the 567 federally recognized tribes. The company, which has its North American headquarters in Portland, Oregon, also said it will be a founding member of a coalition that addresses Native American mascots in sports. According to the group Change the Mascot, there are about 2,000 schools nationwide that have Native American mascots. The advocacy group says about a dozen schools have dropped those mascots over the past 2 years. Another 20 are considering a change. It's a voluntary program, and it gives schools access to the company's design team for logo redesign and uniform design across all sports, seeking to be a collaborative effort with schools. This only involves high schools. The company's not mandating that schools change mascots or nicknames. It doesn't involve its other agreements or sponsorships with pro teams or college teams or with individual athletes. But this is the first time a company with these kind of resources has moved in and has taken a position. So I think that's pretty cool.
That's Second Half. We do it every damn day when there's not a Bears game the day before. Of course, we always ask what you think of this. 312-644-6767. We've talked about a lot of different things today. I don't think we've talked to anybody.
We're happy to do so.
Yeah, we're happy to do so.
We'll talk to Greg Gabriel, and he'll scout the Bears' next opponent at the top of the hour. Yeah, remember,
a little time in there.
Yeah, Brian Billick, 4:45.
Who you crapping?
Was really good last week. Maybe we'll get a repeat of that on the score.
Throwback Thursday.
Hey, Jason Goff here from the Spiegel and Goff Show. Middays 9-1. The Bears are 2-5 on the season and will now try to inch their way back towards 500 as they take on Philip Rivers and the Chargers under the lights for some Monday Night Football action. We're covering Bears Chargers right up to the game, so keep it here, Bears fans, on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's home.
Say bye-bye to your big bank credit card and hello to the nicest card you'll ever carry, the CEFQ MasterCard credit card. Get started today at CEFQ.com/mycard and see why CEFQ is not a bank. Better.
Run to Old Navy right now. Today through Wednesday, the entire store is on sale up to 60% off. The days are shorter, the nights are chillier, and the season's best outerwear is all on sale now. Bundle up and save 30 to 50% on all outerwear. Peacoats, bombers, ponchos, and vests. Everything in store is on sale up to 60% off. And all outerwear is on sale today through Wednesday. It's cold out there, but you're getting warmer with up to 60% off the entire store right now at Old Navy. Gift cards excluded.
A Napa guy knows not to judge a man by his car's multicolor paint job or absence of safety features. Who cares if it's technically old enough to vote and the windows are powered by the strength of your left arm? Your monthly payment is zero, and it'll stay that way. Because with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. She may not be pretty, but she's all yours. That's Napa know-how.
Just in time for winter, the Home Depot has 10% off special order Anderson windows and patio doors. So, let's show your old windows the door, show your old doors the curb, and keep cozy all season with Anderson, the best name in the business. Now, for one of the best prices of the year. Let's do this with 10% off special order Anderson windows and patio doors. Now, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Exclusions apply, valid through November 18th. Click the banner to learn more.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions. So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on progressive.com, but not. Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing, and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Hi there, radio listeners. I'm Stephen Colbert, and I want you to know that as the host of The Late Show on CBS, I'll be doing commercial-free Tuesdays. And, hold on, what? Okay, I'm being told that Tuesdays will in fact have many commercials, maybe even more. Okay, then strike all that stuff. The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, tonight on CBS.
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert, followed by The Late Late Show with James Corden, tonight, only CBS.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free, and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedi's may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedi's, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedi's because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedi's isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
When our water heater broke down last month, it took 5 hours for the plumber to show up, and he charged us a couple of $100 just to come out. And then it cost another $1,800 to put in the new water heater. I felt like I'd been taken. But what else could I do?
The smartest thing you can do is get a home warranty from American Residential Warranty. Their home warranties pay to repair or replace all your major appliances when they break. Just call 877-207-4183. That's 877-207-4183.
It's going to be one of those nights. Your weekend starts with Thursday Night Football on NFL Network. You'll be there for the big-time showdowns and bitter rivals. Ground and pound and pass happy. Memories are made. Legends live on. Up-and-comers break out. Stars shine bright. Prime-time matchups. It's all here. Thursday Night Football on NFL Network. Night-night.
Looking for a little Friday night action?
Sounds excellent.
Never fear, McGarrett's here.
Let's move.
Five-o.
When there's peril in paradise.
So what do we got?
Arson.
I got blood.
He was cooked to death.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
Count on 5-0.
Somebody dies, that's when we go to work.
Alex O'Loughlin, Scott Kahn, Daniel Day Kim, Grace Park, and Chai McBride.
We saved a lot of lives.
That's what we're trained to do.
Hawaii 5-0, Fridays, only CBS.
How do most people discover the blends of tea they like? Trial and error. But at Twinings of London, we believe in just trial. That's because we have 9 master blenders traveling the world to find the best teas, spices, and herbs for the perfect balance of taste, flavor, and aroma. With over 50 great tasting varieties, we wouldn't mind if you tried them all. Twinings of London. Teas that fit your every mood. Available at Walmart or twiningsusa.com.
And this is my impression of a drill instructor directing a musical.
Tan Hut! Get those tap heels in line and let me see those jazz hands! Are you bundling your home and auto insurance through Progressive? Can you hear me through those sequins?
Bundle your home and auto through Progressive and save.
Left, 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 and step ball change!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates. Home insurance provided and serviced by other select insurers.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Negativity has always been here from you all's standpoint. You know, from the media, I think that's always been part of it. That's the first thing that I think you notice here. I think I called it the Dungeon of Doom when I walk into that room sometimes up there, you know, so.
Jim Caldwell, you're right, it's the media's fault. You're absolutely right. Boys of Racing, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. Gabriel joins us at the top of the hour. I mean, imagine if he had time for you, if he had anything on your mind. But, I mean, really, I mean, a guy that's going to get waxed anyway, what's the point of that?
You're going to go out like that?
What?
That's how you're going out, blaming the media.
Blaming the media.
The negativity.
I mean, you're pitiful. Dude, you're in the playoffs last year, were you not? You're pitiful. And you come in and your calmness and everything is gonna, you did nothing. It lasted one damn year and now you're back to being the Lions. So shut up.
He was supposed to be the reason why that everything was gonna be fine. And he's far from it. But now, well, no, apparently not. Apparently it's the evil media at it again. Yet another case. How many times? When will we finally learn our lesson? It's that
I don't know.
Damn media is always. It's always going
to have to stop it.
Get you. This is Verby in Orlando on the score.
This would be he. Thanks for taking my call.
Hello.
I have a comment about the Chicago Bear football team.
Okay.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, we're here.
Yeah, we're here. Go ahead.
Comment about the Chicago Bears football team.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking he may be a little bit too far along in the season, but our specialty team coach, I think he should be gone by now. When you have a team score three of them against you in one season, we're not halfway through the season.
Yeah, they don't have any players though. The bottom third of their roster is terrible. I just don't think it's a coaching issue.
You don't?
No. I think
actually coaching staff is very good. I don't like Jen Fox, but I think that he's a very good head coach. And Monday through Saturday, not great on Sundays, but he can't do anything at this point about the rotten bottom third of the roster that can't tackle. And actually, he's not even allowed to touch a return man. That's the new NFL rule this year.
Yeah, they're not ready to fire a special teams coach at this point. Everybody knows that they got a roster with too many bums. So yeah. I wouldn't worry about it.
No.
Right. Well,
it'll be okay.
You think so?
Yeah. Well, give Ryan Pace a chance. I mean, this year's draft has been,
It's
not been awful.
Run around a little better after being a season ticket holder for 40 plus years. It's kind of gnawing to see that, appalling to see things like that occur.
Well,
I have a trivia question for you.
A trivia question.
A trivia question. Oh man, you got the right show. Dan Bernstein's got the answer for everything.
Talking about back during the Dick Butker Scale Sayers era,
mm-hmm.
after 65, the Bears was playing the Detroit Lions. And in that game one Sunday, there was a wide receiver for Detroit. He played the slot like Johnny Morris did for the Bears, and he got injured. And I'm thinking that man passed away on the field.
Chuck Hughes.
That's it, okay.
Yep.
That's the guy.
Yes, he did.
Trying to figure out who it was.
That's right. Why, were you mindful of that in the Seattle game when you saw Lockett go down?
I don't recall that one.
I thought that's why it was top of mind for you. Anyway, Verby, we appreciate the call and the little slice of Bears history. I believe it was Chuck Hughes?
Yeah, that's right.
And when you realize, and apparently what doctors are saying about the Lockett injury is that he was close to almost literally having his head knocked off.
Yes.
When they talk, it was like almost in the same way like the Dale Earnhardt crash.
Yeah, I actually, because I still think it hit marginal. They say it was fine. Others did not. So we can argue about that some other time. But I really thought that the teams were going to go at it after that. I really did. When he didn't move and there was a lot of stuff going on and there was a lot of screaming at the sidelines and so forth, I was waiting for something more to happen.
But that's as close
because to... Because I think that, the players know. They don't even have to think about it. They know right away.
That was as close to an effective decapitation not involving O.J. Simpson that you're going to see ever connected to football. Yep. I mean, when they had to go in and surgically stabilize his neck.
Yeah.
I'm not exaggerating here when I say, I don't mean his head would literally have fallen off, but that it would have been like Dale Earnhardt, where it almost kind of did. That they had to make sure that his head was on properly. Because the ligaments in his neck were so stretched and injured. I mean, that's really... They had to repair discs also. It wasn't...
And sadly, we had another high school death yesterday, too.
Yep. Well, hey, football. That's just...
I know.
That's just
I know.
Football.
I know. It's just football.
My daddy played. My daddy's daddy played. And he's fine. And everybody's fine. And everybody's fine. And that's America.
Not,
and everybody's
not,
great.
Though.
Right.
They're not fine.
Well,
they're not fine.
Our buddy, Polish physician...
Mm-hmm.
He says that there's a significant increase over the average of 3 deaths per year with another high school football. It's the eighth of the 2015 season. He said Teddy Roosevelt intervened to save football after 18 fatalities in 1904 and 19 fatalities in 1905. From 1945 to 1975, an average of 9.5 brain fatalities at the high school and college levels, a peak of 17.2 from 65 to 69. From 1990 to 2010, there were 62 deaths from brain injury in college and high school football, or 3 per year. Based on historical data, one could argue that football is safer because a player is less likely to die from a brain injury. But I would argue that not dying is a fairly low standard for safety. For every 100,000 players, one will die as a direct result of playing football. For comparison, fatality rates for drivers aged 16 to 19, about 15 per 100,000 drivers in 2013. He said, we may have been a few millimeters away from witnessing our first on-field death in the NFL when Ricardo Lockett was hit on a legal hit.
Yeah. I thought questionable. I just didn't see the purpose of it, but I guess that's football.
It was legal. But,
I know.
But it,
I know.
Was,
I just think it's, you know, I understand. There's legal and then there's borderline. There's, is that really
necessary? Need,
yeah.
Right.
Right.
Jordan that's, in Wakanda, higher on the score.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to clarify. What was the question that was asked to Jim Caldwell about the media? Was it they're not saying that the media is to blame for why the Lions suck. You know, Jim Caldwell is a bad coach. The question was about negativity around the locker room. Is that right? Or did I misunderstand?
I didn't hear the question.
I don't think there was one. I think he just started that when he enters the room, it's like the Dungeon of Doom or whatever.
Ranting? I don't know. We could find it.
I don't think
he
did.
Do we have the raw audio in there at all, Tanny?
Not the full because it was 12 minutes long, but he was just being very candid. It was kind of like an open discussion about like the beat writers kind of talking about the history of the team and how they've had this long, you know, history
dry
of futility,
mm-hmm.
a dry spell. Dry so spell, they were kind of just, you know, candidly spell. Talking about just the general negativity like around the team even before Caldwell was there.
Okay.
So he didn't come out just attacking people. They were kind of just like, you know, shooting the breeze about that.
But he added to it, didn't he?
Either way.
He sure did, yeah.
If you're that guy, I mean, you don't go there if no matter who you are, but not that guy, not that time. Sorry. Greg Gabriel is the guy for our times. A man for our times. He is next on The Score.
The Score is your home for Thursday night football on Westwood One all season long. Join Ian Eagle and Tony Baselli tonight at 7 p.m. for an AFC North showdown as the Cleveland Browns take on the undefeated Cincinnati Bengals. Turn up the sound. Get your game on.
Hey, Mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. Income10.com.
1 week fantasy football site. If you're not playing fantasy football at DraftKings.com, what are you doing? At DraftKings.com, it's like a new season every week. You absolutely hate to see these injuries pile up around the league. And if you're in a season-long fantasy football league, you could be done. All that hard work down the drain. But not if you play daily fantasy football at DraftKings.com. And forget about injured players. I'm sure a lot of you have buyer's remorse about those high draft picks in your fantasy leagues. Your season may be slipping away, but it's not over thanks to DraftKings.com. You can play whenever you want, wherever you want, do it on the DraftKings app in a variety of contests too. Do what I do. Take that lineup of yours. You can enter it in multiple contests. It allows you to really maximize that winning potential. Or why don't you challenge your buddies in a custom league or even join an existing league and turn your love of football into the payday of a lifetime. Why wouldn't you be playing fantasy football at DraftKings.com? New millionaires are being crowned every week this season and you could be next. Consider this before you draft your week 9 lineup this week. You've heard us talk a lot about San Francisco this year. After scoring just 6 points on Sunday, they benched their quarterback and even traded their starting tight end. Might want to avoid them this week and maybe consider Atlanta, whose dynamic QB wide receiver combo comes into town after combining for over 60 points. That's 6-0 on DraftKings.com last week. This isn't fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. Welcome to the big time. Use my promo code Chicago at DraftKings.com now and play for free with your first deposit in Sunday's $1 million fantasy football contest. First place takes home $100,000. Enter Chicago for free entry now, only at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com, that's DraftKings.com.
Hey, it's Flo, and this is my impression of someone who is terrible at giving directions.
So you get on the 506, or it's the 605, and on the left past the new food truck, but not the new one, there's a six-way stop that's kind of like comparing Progressive's direct rate with our competitors' rates on Progressive.com, but not? Then take a right at the tree that looks like that guy from that show. You know, that guy that does a thing and everyone's like, ha-ha!
Directing you to rates in one place at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
CBS Wednesdays.
This is Trauma One, the most famous strip of hospital real estate in the nation.
At Angels Memorial Hospital.
Let's move.
When the patients outnumber the resources, it's called Code Black.
The vitals are dropping.
Why isn't it working?
Ready?
One, two, three.
Academy Award winner Marsha Gay Harden.
Life is measured here in split seconds. Hesitate and people die.
Code Black, new drama, Wednesdays, only CBS.
CBS Tuesdays.
Tell me something interesting.
The city is one of a kind.
You've never seen anything like it.
The team is one for all.
Home isn't the place, it's the people.
And NCIS New Orleans is one to watch.
Exactly.
See why the good times.
You're smiling.
Are rolling.
Well, it looks like they have rolled out the red carpet.
On the hit drama down in the Big Easy.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
That's what I'm talking about.
NCIS New Orleans, CBS Tuesdays.
Hi, I'm Scott Yusim of OMG Tax. Did you know the IRS may allow you not to pay your tax debt? You heard me right. You may be a candidate for the non-collectible status. Call OMG Tax today to see if your debt can be deemed non-collectible. Call us today so that we can knock all your tax problems out of the park. Call 1-